Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Robin Hinkle, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 46. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure, even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5, and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. Here ends the reading. As we reflect upon this scripture today from the Gospel of Mark, there are 2 points I want to highlight. First, that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, fulfilling the prophecies and promises of God. And second, that extraordinary things happen when a community gathers with Jesus. Mark writes that as he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And then at the end of the day, Mark tells us that he ordered them to all sit down in groups on the green grass. And then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And all ate and were filled. These images of sheep and green grass and feeding would remind early Christians, and indeed Christians today, of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake." This is the thought expressed by one of our beloved hymns. "The King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth. And where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth." It's hard to recite that hymn without singing it, which brings me to my second point. Extraordinary things happen when a community follows our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you ever noticed that during the ministry of Jesus, the healing miracles were for individuals, but the feeding miracles were for groups? Pseudo-communities that gathered to see and hear Jesus. When people are gathered as God's people, particularly when we are listening and praying together, God blesses the community members, individually and collectively, with greater abundance than they ask for, in ways they cannot envision. I mean, can you really imagine being one of those people in the crowd that day? You have traveled miles on foot to hear and see this great rabbi, seeking him with such earnestness that you embark on this journey without enough food. And then you listen to his teachings and are so enthralled that you end up staying for hours. Your journey has therefore likely turned from one not just of hours, but of days. And as Jesus' teachings end, you realize you are hungry. The whole crowd is hungry, and the Lord knows it. And so then he does the extraordinary. He feeds everyone, multiplying the 5 loaves and 2 fish into such an abundance that 12 basketfuls are left over. It is a feeding miracle for the thousands in his congregation that seal his words and his teachings. And if you ate that bread and that fish, I cannot imagine how good it tasted. And I certainly cannot begin to fathom the depth of the spiritual blessing that each person there received. It is something you would always remember. And I'm certain if you were one of the crowd, it would make you ponder more deeply. Who is this man? Who is this God? What did he say? What did he mean? If you think about this gospel account in the context of our own celebrations of Holy Communion, which this feeding miracle foresaw, you may begin to fathom as to why we gather each week to worship and pray as God blesses us with spiritual food and drink. The wine and the bread carry the spiritual blessing of God into the soul of each believer. And don't miss this. We cannot have Holy Communion without each other. By definition, it has to be in community. It is the way we share the blessings of God with one another, which is why it is so core to our faith and our Episcopal Church worship. 2,000 years ago, this shared meal began the blessing of the gatherings of God's people as followers of Jesus, and that blessing through shared meals with Christ our Lord has continued on countless times in groups small and large for 2 millennia. What a remarkable abundance has occurred far beyond those 12 baskets of leftovers. My question for you today to ponder is, what if our gatherings as a church each Sunday were thought of in that way? As a gathering, expecting the extraordinary. Author Annie Dillard writes, "On the whole, I do not find Christians, outside of the catacombs, sufficiently sensible of conditions. Does anyone have the foggiest idea what sort of power we so blithely invoke? Or, as I suspect, does no one believe a word of it? The churches are children playing on the floor with their chemistry sets, mixing up a batch of TNT to kill a Sunday morning. It is madness to wear ladies' straw hats and velvet hats to church. We should all be wearing crash helmets. Ushers should be issuing life preservers and signal flares. They should lash us to our pews. For the sleeping God may wake someday and take offense, or the waking God may draw us out to where we can never return." Phew, what an image. Yet, imagine the possibilities if we truly live into the impact we can have, the abundance we can share, as we as St. Michael fully live into our call as disciples of Christ, as we worship, learn, pray, and serve together, as we are fed by the spiritual food and blessings of God. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.